Himani Agrawal says the Holi festival is based on a legend.
There was a very cruel king, and he was very powerful, and he was merciless. He was really bad for his people, and he didn't care about anyone. And he was so powerful that he started thinking that he is the god.
This man had a son whose views were much different than his father's. The father gets angry.
And then he just wanted him dead because he thought, you know, I am the god, and if he cannot accept me as a god, then he don't have a right to live. And then he tries to kill him, and then God comes and saves him, and, you know, save everybody, saves the humanity.
That's one of several stories associated with Holi. Though it's a traditional celebration, she says it has changed over the years.
It is more like now a fun festival. Holi is like a two-day festival. And the first day is on the full moon day. They do a bonfire. And people circle around that. And they pray that, you know, all the negativity gets burned. And only the good things remain.
And it has other rituals. Agrawal says people act out the legend and do some cultural dances. On the second day, she says people paint each other with bright colors and enjoy Indian food, including a filled sweet dumpling fried in ghee or clarified butter. On Sunday, the leaders of the Hindu temple are putting on a miniature version of Holi, 2 hours rather than 2 days, 11 to 1 at the Spokane Faith and Values Center at 5115 South Freya. The event is open to the public, but because there's limited space, you'll need to RSVP to the Hindu temple by Tuesday to reserve a spot. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.